You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is April 22nd, 2008, and today's devotional is entitled, Do Benevolence. Now, before I get started, I wanted to let all of my listeners know that I created this devotional mainly for married couples, but also it can prove very useful to single people who are looking to get married in the future. But this all came about as I was sitting one day and I had just finished reading an article in the newspaper about the United States and the divorce rate and how the divorce rate was at an all-time high. And married couples, they go through problems or get divorces for various reasons. It could be infidelity, communication issues, what have you. But the biggest reason for many couples getting divorced or having problems is sex and sexual relations, be it outside or inside of the marriage. And I just felt the need to bring a devotional to married couples and those looking to get married as maybe a source of information that God has to say within the scriptures about marriage, married couples, and duties to one another in marriage. Today's scripture verse is from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 3. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. You know, over time, people can change. At first, a new husband and wife can be so wrapped up into each other, they go out of their way to please one another and make themselves look presentable at all times. Everything is so sweet. Over the years, they grow used to each other and their lives become the culinary equivalent of eating a lemon. Their lives become sour. They snap instead of discuss. They belittle instead of praise. However, the Lord didn't intend for marriage to be this way, and it doesn't have to be. Common politeness is due each marriage partner. Due benevolence not only means merely a disposition to do good, an act of kindness, or a generous gift when it comes to marriage. It also means conjugal cohabitation made due by marriage. You see, husbands and wives have conjugal duties to each other in marriage, and it also means the kindness due to one's spouse in sexual intercourse. Sometimes married couples stop having sexual relations in marriage for various reasons. One partner withholds sex from the other to control the circumstances. Sometimes a person looks upon sex as being dirty or unnecessary. Other times people allow emotional wounds from the past to stand in the way of sex in the marriage. According to the Bible, marriage is a covenant relationship before God between a man and a woman. Marriage fulfills God's command to be one flesh. We see this in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Sex in marriage is a natural means of fulfilling God's command to be fruitful. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 says, And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Marriage provides a means of fulfilling needs in your spouse, being a helpmeet. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep in order to create Eve, woman, from man, Adam. God brought the woman to the man as his second self and a helpmeet for him. This wife, who was of God's making by special grace and of God's bringing by special providence, was to likely have proven a helpmeet for a man. You see, many times spouses forget they no longer have ownership of their bodies in marriage. If you are in a marriage, your body is not your own, but belongs to your spouse. This is expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 4, with, "The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife." 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 goes on to say, "Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency." You see, to withhold sex in a marriage is to defraud or rob from your spouse. If a married couple does not come to an understanding in the area of sexual relations, Satan will always use this to create confusion and division in a marriage. A couple should not stop having sexual relations except for fasting and prayer. There must be consent, it must be for a short period of time, and it must be for the purpose of the couple giving themselves to fasting and prayers. We must keep in mind that there may be times when abstinence may be involved for medical reasons. But married couples should ensure that sex within the marriage is healthy and not withheld for individual reasons, as Satan will surely try to tempt them for their incontinencies. Husbands are required to love their wives just as Christ loved the church, as expressed in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. A man who loves his wife will put her interests and desires above his own. When both marriage partners are concerned about the happiness of each other, they will both find wedded bliss. They will form the foundation for a family pleasing to God and honorable to all. So the next time you hear yourself belittle your spouse, speak harshly, or withhold due benevolence, ask the Lord to remind you that His standard for marriage is common respect and affection. You found your spouse with the Lord's help, you love your significant other, and it should be your pleasure to make your spouse as happy as possible. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.